It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. We devoted a lot of time last week to the fighting in the Middle East. Many of you wrote with your own views on the conflict and what might be done to stop it. Phil Demir emailed from Susanville, California. I fail to understand how the Bush administration seems unwilling to ask for an immediate ceasefire when the administration made such a big deal out of Lebanon being an example of democracy in the Middle East. Kenneth Moriarty from Poughkeepsie, New York, disagreed. He asked, didn't our president in the wake of 9/11 state that the U.S. would not distinguish between terrorists and the states who sponsor them? And when our strategic ally Israel takes aggressive action against the terrorist actions of Hezbollah, how dare we wither under the reproving of third parties? I'm frankly appalled at the lack of resolve amongst my fellow Americans. And Chad Hutchinson, a listener in Tulsa, Oklahoma, wondered, what makes the U.S. the mediator? We get criticized if we do, we get criticized if we don't. A week ago, we talked about the issue of doctors and personal ethics. In short, can a doctor refuse treatment to a patient based on his or her own beliefs? Paula, a physician from Troy, Michigan, said no. As a physician, she wrote, I have an obligation first to my patient. If a procedure or a medication is legal, then it is my obligation to inform my patient of all the options available. We can't force patients to take treatments even when we strongly feel it is in their best interest. Neither can we deny them care if it's against our moral compass. If a practitioner can't handle this, then the practitioner should be very clear about this to his or her patients in advance of establishing the doctor-patient relationship. Dan Brinton disagreed. Doctors have the right to live by religious, ethical, or moral beliefs. The right to an abortion may deny a doctor of his right to live in accordance with the dictates of his beliefs. I am tired, he wrote, of people who claim that their rights are more valid than the rights of others. We ended last week with a live performance from India Ari and her band in Studio 4A. Sally Hall emailed us from Louisville, Kentucky to say, I love India Ari and her music. One of my favorite songs is Truth. It reminds me of my one true love, my soulmate. I practically cry every time I hear it. It's a song like many of her songs that you cannot just hear, but also feel. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some advice on how to pronounce your name.
'Cause he is the truth, said he is so real, and I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly.
Talk of the Nation is produced by Becky Villamas, Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Megan Moline, Odette Youssef, Barry Hardiman, and David Gura. Miyu Akachi is our intern. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Paul Heltzel produces our web content. Gwen Uten directs the program. The assistant producer is Sarah Handel. The technical director, Kimberly Jones. She gets engineering help from Vahan Baladuni and Casey Parkin. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.
And I know that it's God's gift to breathe the air he breathes. Oh, it's true. Said he is so real. And I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly, because it's light, it shines so bright, I wouldn't lie. No. How can the same man that makes me so mad,
do you know what he did?
Turn right around and kiss me so soft.
Girl, do you know what he did?
If he ever left me, I wouldn't even be sad. There's a blessing in every lesson, and I'm glad that I knew him at all. 'Cause the truth said he is so real, and I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly, because his light, it shines so bright.
Talk of the Nation is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can listen to any story from today's program or previous programs at our website, npr.org. Just click on the archives. Find out about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music. Visit npr.org/music. And if you've heard an NPR story you like, you can share it with a friend at npr.org. This is NPR.